Hey everybody, this is Nan Vorse from nandelvorse.com, and you are listening to the Breakup Club podcast, the show that turns heartbreak into life-changing success. So here's a question for you. Are you mourning the loss of a relationship? Or do you feel yourself on an emotional roller coaster after a breakup? I get it. Breakups hurts like crazy. Hell, breakups hurts like hell. And experiencing a breakup can make you, question your faith around love. Like, I don't know if I want to fall in love again. It was too painful. Or B, damaging your self-esteem. Maybe I'm just not good enough. And the more that, you know, we are emotionally investing in the relationship, the more difficult is to accept the heartbreak. Let's just be real. So in today's episode, I will discuss the 7 stages of separation after a breakup and the action steps that you can take to survive each stage. Stay tuned.
I can't even feel without being labeled angry and bitter. Alone I sit crying rivers, the pain and hurt I feel suppressing it deep. Don't want the cycle to repeat, I just really won't release. Self-worthiness, love and peace, I understand, have a seat. Welcome to the Breakup Club. Yeah, the Breakup Club. Yeah, the Breakup Club. Welcome to the Breakup Club. Yeah, the Breakup Club. Yeah, the Breakup Club. Yeah. Welcome to the Breakup Club podcast with your host, breakup and self-love coach, Nan Ross.
Before I get into today's episode, do your girl a favor and subscribe to the Breakup Club podcast to learn how to stop repetitive relationship cycle that ends in heartbreaks, how to protect your heart without closing off to love completely so you can confidently jump back into the dating scene, and how to transform pain into passion and personal power. So just before the show, I found this quote, and it reads, "One of the hardest things you will ever have to do, my dear, is to grieve the loss of a person who is still alive." And that is by Jeanette Walls. And it's interesting because according to Psychology Today, a end of a relationship follows the same stages as grieving death. So metaphorically, the loss that you are mourning is the end to the idea of having the future with them. I mean, it no longer exists. However, when there is a death, there is a rebirth, a new beginning. And the healing process during the breakup is just shedding baggage to get you prepared for a new reality, a new relationship. So whether you initiated the breakup or someone broke up with you, the process is still challenging and painful. But most importantly, I have to ask you this question. How are you feeling? And based on your emotions, the state of mind can help you determine which separation stage that you are in. Do you have this sigh of relief and freedom and say, oh my God, it's like, I feel like a load lifted off of me? Or is there anger, guilt, sadness, or even regret? So the timeline of how long anyone should be in these stages are, they're totally different. You may feel like a heavy load was lifted and you think that you're ready to move on to a new relationship until something happens. It could be an event, You can see on Facebook that a friend of a friend showed you a picture of your ex moved on and got married, and then all of a sudden it triggers, and then it'll throw you off course. So either way, it's going to feel like an emotional roller coaster when you enter and move through these stages. So you ready? So let's get into the seven stages. The first stage is the shock. I can't believe this just happened. Oh my God. Right? We usually say that when we have a breakup, it's like, oh my God, like, did we just broke up? Now this shock stage it's more of our defense response to receiving bad news. And during this stage, the body, what happens? It goes into the freeze mode, right? Energy rises in the chest. You feel tightness. You have rapid pulse, irregular breathing. You'll be like, breathe, man, breathe. And when we're in shock, our organs is not getting enough blood and oxygen, resulting in numbness. So according to Women's Health Magazine, numbness can last anywhere from a few hours after the breakup to several weeks. That's what usually when you experience even a death, you're in shock. It's like unreal. Like, this really didn't happen. So what is the action steps? Well, when our body goes into this freeze or even fight or flight mode, we need a system reset. So deep breathing exercise can help reset the nervous system. So that means breathing deeply with a slow and steady inhale to exhale ratio. And that will help calm the body down. The next stage is denial. Oh no, this can't be the end. We enter the denial stage when the body comes out of the shock stage, and then we're just to reality. But we actually think that our partner is going to return. We might even try to contact them for further explanation and closure. Like, I don't understand what happened. How can you do this to me? What did I do wrong? We want answers. You know, we have this high hopes of, you know, reconciling the differences instead of accepting that there is an end to the relationship. And personally, the denial state has been one of my most difficult and most challenging phase, you know, during my breakup. Because there was times where, you know, after the breakup, and I'm after a couple of days or a week, it was just like, okay, did I make a mistake? Nah, he wasn't that bad. You know? And then there's times when the ex will try to contact me. And then I'm like, yeah, he tried to come back to me. But instead, he just wanted to pick up his belongings. So the denial stage can actually last for a couple of days, even weeks. But the action step just acknowledges that it's over. And I know it's so hard. It's easy said than done. But attempting to reach out to your ex after a few days, weeks, or even months is common. However, it makes moving on much harder. And there was this article in Elite Daily that to set a specific time when you won't try to contact or talk to your ex. Like, for example, set a no contact goal for 2 months. I mean, 2 months, you do not contact them, you do not talk to them, you refrain from them. So when you reach your goals, 2 months is up, then you set a new goal for another 2 months. And you would be surprised that you will lose the desire to actually reach out to them. The next step is to remove any memories of them. Unfriend their ass on Facebook. Delete their phone number, text messages, and photos. And don't forget to get rid of their belongings in your space. Don't try to drive over there to drop it off, ship it. So the next stage is anger. Ooh, I'm gonna try to get him back. Now the anger stage is when you look back at the situation and then you realize that life really sucks and their injustice. So you may resent your ex or even get so angry at yourself for whatever reason. And you got to be careful in this stage because you don't want to do anything you're going to later regret. So during the anger stage, some will try seductive tactics to try to win them back. They might even try to beg or please to get the relationship another try. Or they would try to make the other partner or ex-partner jealous, or they might seek revenge. And it's crazy with this whole revenge thing. There was this article on SI of a woman who gets revenge on her ex-boyfriend by destroying his fantasy football team. It's not funny. I mean, it's not funny, but she logged into his account and started dropping the players that he drafted and then replaced them with players who were free agents. That's crazy, right? Or if your ex have left you for someone else, please don't take that anger out on the other woman. Please don't do this whole stalking and calling up and cursing her out. Because most likely, half the time, he might be lying and didn't even tell her that he was in a relationship with you. But there should not be any stalking, spying, unannounced visit, or even picking a fight with your ex new lover. So what are the action steps? Try to exercise some restraint, no matter how betrayed you feel. Avoid chasing, stalking, or harassing the ex, including the third party. And like I said, it is normal to be angry. However, acting on revenge can end up hurting the pursuit of justice more than they harm the betrayal. And anger, what's good about anger is it gets the energy moving and it can motivate you to make healthy and proactive changes. So for example, you get so angry, it was like, you know what, bump this, forget this, I'm done with him, I'm gonna go and start my own business, I'm gonna do this by myself. You know, it motivates you to make change. So release the pain by having a good cry and letting it last for days. You can also transmute that energy to activities that you have stopped pursuing while you was together. Begin with self-care activities. We talk about meditation, working out, and listening to soothing music. You know, I enjoyed soaking in a tub with, you know, healing salt and crystals and burning incense and candles, relaxing. Listen to sound frequency, meditation music, or even just positive affirmations. So the next stage is bargaining. Well, maybe we could just be friends. Now, at this stage, the anger subside and you begin to be obsessed over all the details. So you'll imagine the woulda, coulda, shoulda. You crave emotional connection by trying to win them back or befriending them. You may even make excuses to see the ex-partner again. Like, have you ever driven by their house just to drop off a box of their belongings in hope of seeking closure? Or for us to talk? And like I said before, instead, pack the belongings and then have them ship. But bargaining can lead to an attachment to a emotional connection, the feeling of comfort and pleasure. And sometimes we can seek those connections. If we're not getting it from the ex, we'll probably go and get it from the ex-children's, the ex-partner's children's, or even family members. Well, I was cool with your mother. You just, your kids love me. Then we also want to reminisce about what happened in the earlier stage of the relationship that didn't even cause an initial breakup. You might even suggest ways the partner can make changes to salvage the relationship. Like, let's go to counseling together to fix the relationship instead of healing ourselves. So the breakup and the makeup usually happen during this stage, the bargaining stage. So you and your partner may try to make it work. And what happens, you get back together, but shortly after, there's another breakup. And I have described this push and pull relationship in episode 2, the 11 signs of a karmic relationship. If you haven't checked it out, please be sure to listen to that podcast. But what are the action steps? Well, you want to acknowledge that life can be even better than before. We have to remember why the relationship ended, because trying to be friends without ex only keeps the pain from the heartbreak fresh like an open wound. So don't compromise on anything that goes against your value, your belief, and standards. There's a situation with a woman who compromised to have an open relationship to get her ex back. But deep down inside, she wanted a monogamous relationship. Remember, it takes two to make the relationship work. If the other partner doesn't want to take the necessary step to reconcile the relationship and work on not just saying this is what we're going to do, but actually take action, if they're not doing that, then you will be just wasting your time trying to fix it all by yourself. And you can't do that. You can't just fix something by yourself. So we have to let it go. So the next stage is... we have the fifth stage, which is depression. I will never meet anyone else. I will never fall in love again. So when the bargaining didn't work, then we enter the depression stage. We're sad that the efforts to reconcile the differences wasn't reciprocated. This stage is when you realize that the relationship is done. So what do? We isolate ourselves and hide from family and friends. We don't want to get out the house, and we don't wish to answer anyone's call. We either lose appetite or indulge in food, alcohol, drugs, even a whole lot of weed. And some wants to get high so they don't have to feel the pain and even face reality. So what's the action steps when you're in this sad stage? Look, being sad is also expected, because this is the time of self-reflection. However, when it gets overwhelming and you can't resist the temptation of food, drugs, alcohol, or you can't function through day-to-day life, please seek professional counseling, because these habits can be destructive and cause you to lose focus, and especially for like at your job too. First, it would start out as being late for work, then you started calling out sick, then you're getting fired, and that's the worst case scenario. And it's okay to spend time alone for self-reflection, but don't ignore your family and friends who check up on you. Trust me, they are concerned and they do want to help. And social connection, they are a must after a breakup. You know, even during my breakups, I was drawn to listening to like sad music. But that really didn't help. It just made me even more depressed. So I love my K. Michelle. I love my Mary J., my Beyonce. But sometimes I can't listen to their lyrics during the depression stage. Maybe on the other stage, like the anger stage. But because I would start crying again. So instead, I'd start listening to Sound Frequency and get inspiration from motivational speakers. But also, grounding is one of the most potent antioxidants. So try being outdoors. Place your bare foot on the grass, or sit or stand against a tree. In one of my YouTube videos on the signs of a weak heart chakra, I discuss how being in nature and also deep breathing actually balances the heart chakra. So if you haven't seen it, there's a link in the show notes. But how long you feel depressed after a breakup depends on the length of the relationship and the circumstances under which things ended. So for example, a 2-month relationship that ended, it's easier, it's more manageable to heal than ending a 2-year relationship, even 10 years. However, when normal sadness after a breakup becomes clinical depression, please seek professional help. I cannot stress this enough. The sixth stage is acceptance. It's time to move on. Now, the acceptance stage is the first stage to healing. This is where you have accepted the fact that there's an end. So now all the thoughts and belief from I will never find love, I will always be lonely, actually shifts to having hope and believing that there's love somewhere out there for you and that you are ready to close that chapter. There was a study that was published that said that most people start to feel better 11 weeks after a breakup. However, up to 15% suffer longer than 3 months. But what are the action steps? To acknowledge and understand why you got together, why it didn't work, and it's time to move on. So you want to make sure that you continue to manage your daily tasks more effectively. Because once you're at this stage, things get back into normal routine. You might start to have new interests in new events and interests in new people. Remember to be kind to yourself because the sun will shine bright again. And you will start to feel more like yourself. And the last stage, the seventh one, is you moved on. I will be okay without my ex. So in this stage, you have past acceptance. You have redirected your belief of trying to save a failed relationship to the possibility that you can move forward in life without your ex. Yeah, you standing on top of the mountain looking into the valley for new opportunities. You have accomplished a lot. You accepted the loss. You healed from the pain. You disconnected energetically from your ex. And then you reconnect into a new version of yourself. You have finally let go. So congratulations if you're at this step. You have forgiven them and also yourself, and you had recognized the mistakes from both sides. So the action steps is to continue with self-love. Yes, make that a daily routine because it is going to be so much easier to attract a newer partner and have a fulfilled and happy relationship. Now, I'm not saying that your next relationship is going to be perfect, but it will be better than the last. Because you have taken the time and released the emotional baggage and tension that goes with it. Now you can start fresh. See, we tend to jump into a new relationship before we even get to this last stage, the move on stage. We jump in a relationship when we're in the anger stage. Or we're in the denial stage. And what happens is that we wind up attracting the same ex just in a different body. Oh, that's my upcoming episode, same ex in different bodies. So be sure to subscribe so you can get the notification. So in conclusion, not all breakups are created equal. You will experience some setbacks. You may feel stuck in one stage longer than another. The time to heal through these seven stages may take weeks or even months. Either way, don't beat yourself up. Treat yourself with kindness and trust that there is an end to the pain and suffering. Thanks for listening. Until next time, happy healing and peace.
Well, that concludes this episode of the Breakup Club podcast with your host, breakup and self-love coach, Nan Ross. be sure to join our private Breakup Club podcast Facebook group to share your stories and submit your questions.